The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com. I want to know how not to die, so help me out here.
Well, note it's not how to not die, but how not to die.
Okay.
Prematurely in pain after a long chronic disabling illness.
Okay.
But the good news is that we have tremendous power over our health, destiny, and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a plant-based diet and other healthy lifestyle behaviors.
So what other healthy lifestyle behaviors? I think most of us understand the plant-based lifestyle.
So smoking cessation is would be number two, and then number three would be inactivity, so regular exercise.
So you're saying eating healthy, number two, not smoking, and three, exercising. Those are the three big dogs.
Indeed, but diet by far... number one, according to the Global Burden of Disease study, the largest study of disease risk factors today, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, number one cause of death in these United States is our diet. Number one cause of disability in the United States is our diet. So cigarettes now only kill about 500,000 Americans every year, whereas our diet kills hundreds of thousands more.
You know what? That makes perfect sense to me, too, because you look at all of the technological advances we have with medical science, all of the stuff, the medications we have, all of this stuff. I mean, leading the world in developing these things and access to them, yet our life expectancies are not growing. In fact, in some areas or some demographics, they've slipped a little bit. That has to be based on our lifestyle and what we're eating.
In fact, this current generation of children is expected to be the first generation in American history to live, on average, shorter lives than their parents. So this is really a crisis in this nation.
That's huge.
You know, I'm not somebody, I don't like a lot of big government intervention with stuff like this. You know, what people can eat, I think you should be able to, because I think it leads to a lot of bad. You know, eat what you want, decide for yourself. But we have to make better choices. I mean, we're not helping ourselves or others with our bad choices.
I agree. It comes down to personal responsibility. But, you know, you'll note that smoking rates here in this country peaked at about 1964 and basically went down every single year since. You say, wait a second, what happened in 1964? It was the first Surgeon General's report against smoking came out.
Wow.
So nothing new in the science changed. Just decades of science had been linking smoking with lung cancer. But it was just this this acknowledgement from the powers that be that, okay, yeah, smoking causes lung cancer. But again, they didn't ban smoking. It was just informing people about the risk. And I feel like that's what I'm doing as well. It's like, look, it's your body, your choice. You want to smoke cigarettes, go bungee jumping, do whatever you want. I'm just that you know, that has been studying nutrition. I can just share with you, you know, if you do, you know, X, Y, and Z, you'll likely live longer, feel better.
Can I just ask, Doc? Okay, I'm all with you. A vegetarian diet, plant-based diet is healthier. How do you get past it, though? You know, for those of us that love protein, love meat, my wife's a vegetarian. It drives me crazy, but I don't know how to get past the fact that I really like my steaks and burgers.
Well, look, it doesn't matter what you eat on your birthday, your holiday, special occasions, right? But on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to eat healthy. I mean, our body has a remarkable capacity to kind of bounce back from insults. And so, you know, once a while, you know, that's not what we're talking about here. But on a day-to-day basis, right? So save that for kind of the special occasions, right? And really relish it. You know, if you're going to eat something that's less than best for you, you know, you should eat it, not with the TV on. I mean, every morsel in your mouth, I mean, you should just get every little bit from it. But you know what I say? I see people, you know, just like eating junk food in front of the TV or something. Like, they're not even enjoying it. Like, if you're going to put something in that's not good for you,
live in the moment.
You might as well, really. Exactly. That's what I figured.
Now, doctor, full disclosure, Callow just asked you about that. He likes protein. He also has a fatty liver, likely.
I just got diagnosed with
having a fatty liver, and he doesn't drink.
Yeah. So this is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is the number one cause now of chronic liver failure. And this
there
is, serious. I mean, you know, it can range anywhere from being completely asymptomatic, like you don't even notice it. But what it can do is set you up for something called NASH, which is a non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, basically fatty hepatitis, which can progress to liver cancer or liver failure, and then you basically die unless you get a liver transplant. So that should be the wake-up call that you should listen to your wife.
That is so perfect, Doctor.
Is this reversible, Doc? If I switch to a plant-based diet and really, you know, focus on that, it'll reverse and the liver will lose weight?
That's the amazing thing. That's amazing. When you, you know, it's, for example, smoking. You know, within 15 years of stopping smoking, your lung cancer risk approaches that of a lifelong non-smoker. Isn't that amazing? Your lungs can clear out all that tar, and eventually it's almost as if you never started smoking at all. Same thing with heart disease, opening up arteries without drugs, without surgery, just plant-based diet. Same thing with fatty liver disease. Your body wants to come back to health if you let it, but if you keep, you know, poking it with a fork three times a day, it's not going to heal.
I think we're right on the beginning of understanding how bad, how damaging sugar is to the body. It's arguably one of the worst things we eat. Refined sugars.
And what are the three things that it causes? Excess sugar intake. We're talking industrial sugars, high fructose corn syrup, table sugar, fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That's number one. Hypertension and obesity. So absolutely. So I mean, if there was one thing, you know, there's basically the three worst foods. If there's three things to just remove from your diet, it would get you a long way there.
Okay.
It would be soda, and part of that is because of excess sugar. So the liquid candy, get rid of soda, get rid of...
I'm done with that. I don't
drink soda.
Okay, we don't drink soda. Good, that's good.
Processed meat, category one.
This is hard.
Meat. I know. And then trans fats, hydrogenated oils. Those are the three things you really want to get out of your diet. If there's three things to add to your diet, only three things, then would be berries, the healthiest fruits, greens, the healthiest vegetables, and then legumes, beans, you know, beans, split peas, chickpeas, lentils. These are some of the healthiest foods.
So tell me about some of the things in the book, How Not to Die Cookbook, the How Not to Die Cookbook.
Yeah, so basically I center my recommendations around a daily dozen list of foods I encourage people to get into their daily diet. So we talked about three already, beans, berries, and greens. But, you know, I also recommend a tablespoon of ground flax seeds a day, a quarter teaspoon of turmeric. You know, I talk about the best beverages, the best sweeteners, how much exercise to get every day. So basically we created this cookbook so that not just every recipe is healthy, but every single ingredient of every single recipe is healthy. All so-called green light foods, whole plant food ingredients. And so these are really kind of the healthiest, and hopefully they'll also be delicious too.
Doctor, by the way, I am fascinated. When I got the press release on your book, I saw the word superfoods used, and I love the word and I love the concept, because whenever I go through and find lists of the 10 best foods for dieting, the 10 best foods for your liver, the 10 best foods to fight cancer, whatever it is, there seems to be a recurring theme of about 15 foods that show up on most of these lists, and it's leafy green vegetables, green tea, garlic, stuff like that.
Absolutely. Those are, and right, so when you think superfoods, it's not some fancy supplement. It's not something you got to go find at some health food store or something. Broccoli is a superfood, right? I mean, so some of the really basic, like purple cabbage, red or purple cabbage, that is a superfood. It's about $1 a pound, right? And so it doesn't have to be some exotic berry from Nepal or something. Some of these foods, yeah, like garlic, that's an excellent example, can have real impactful effects on our health, almost pharmacological effects. But without this bad side effects, only has good side effects. Right, and so that's what the book is all about. It's really identifying those particular, you know, all whole plant foods are good. All fruits and vegetables are good, but there's certain ones with particular benefits.
Well, Doc, we are all trying to eat healthy around here. The four main players in the show here, we have all gained a couple pounds the last few years. We're more sedentary lifestyle than we had in the past. So this is going to be a part of what we how we eat in the future. So your book is very timely. We wish you the best, and I'll tweet out a link to it, okay?
Fantastic. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Really appreciate it. Dr. Michael Greger, he's a physician and has the book the How Not to Die cookbook following the How Not to Die book, where he talks about all this stuff. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies, and syrups. Pepper jams that me and my family love. Whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.